So Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, I love this scripture. I love these verses. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. That's actually the sermon title this morning. But I made a subtitle to my sermon. I asked a question. Did we do this in 2021? So I want to tell you a personal story. On New Year's Eve, Sarah and I got together. We celebrated. We stayed up till 2:30. London time. It was actually 9:30 Royal Oak time. And we sat in front of our Christmas tree. And we took one of our photo albums. We have about 15 photo albums that captured the first 25 years of our lives together. And we took one of them and we went through them. And starting 25 years ago, we did everything digitally. But as we sat in front of the Christmas tree next to each other, holding the album on both of our laps and looking through the pictures, we remembered and we relived and we celebrated our lives. We felt joy and gratitude. We kept saying to each other, what a wonderful life we have lived. And we said it so many times that I finally said, wait, this is getting creepy. I'd like to say, and what a wonderful life we will live. And that's all a prelude to what I'm about to say. Because I had a full sermon written out, ready to go. And I had it ready until JR put together a 6.5-minute slideshow of 2021 at Royal Oak. He put together a slideshow remembering and reliving and celebrating our life as a beloved worshiping community in the year 2021. And when I saw his slideshow of all of the work and love and faithful servanthood that we as a beloved worshiping community brought into this community that we live in, I knew that these pictures are an important part, not only of our identity, but also of our history. And so, I want to share with you JR's slideshow as part of my sermon this morning. Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning, and let these words, let these images, let these thoughts of people working together in love, in a beloved community, inspire and lift up everyone here, so that we make with the Holy Spirit along us, make 2022 a joyful and celebratory and wonderful year, bringing your love into this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So in Christ, we find out who we are and what we are living for. Did we do this in 2021? Actually, yes, we did. And here's the fascinating thing. The work that we did brought all of us together. Members and friends and neighbors and people that use our food pantry. And they brought us all together in Christ. And this is critical. Professor Sally Brown says, living in Christ reframes everything. Reframes everything. We see ourselves and one another, friend, family, stranger, or neighbor, in new and different ways. We have reframed the way we see each other. When we see each other in Christ, we come together, not as a group of individuals, but as a community worshiping and celebrating. And think about that word community. Come, and unity. Literally, that's the Latin. We are coming in unity together to live in Christ. And The slideshow that Bruce is going to show you, that JR put together, shows us living together as a beloved worshiping community, bringing God's love into every facet of this community. Wow. So I go back to my question. In Christ, we find out who we are and what we are living for. Did we do that in 2021? Did you notice the first words of our second reading? How blessed is God and what a blessing he is? God is determined to bless humanity. And our vocation as a beloved worshiping community of God is to gather people together, as you saw, so we can bring God's blessings to others. In 2021, we did this as we lived into the words of our first reading this morning. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit in 2021, we overcame the many obstacles of COVID. You know what they are. To bring God's love into our community, whether it was virtual or whether it was in person. We just kept moving forward. And with the Holy Spirit in 2021, we worked hard to patiently till the soil and plant the seeds and then joyfully nurture our harvest. I had several conversations with people in this church about, you know, we're doing all the right things back in the spring when we were closed and it felt so lonely. But we realized that we were doing all the right things. We were the soil tillers to make this harvest grow. And with the Holy Spirit in 2021, we welcomed many new friends of all ages into our beloved worshiping community. And this was epitomized joy a couple weeks ago when we had our Christmas pageant. Joy said, we brought everybody in, all the kids. We welcomed all the kids. And we did. There were kids that showed up cold that day, and we had a costume for them and a place for them in the pageant. We welcomed so many new friends. So, Royal Oak, have you ever heard of something called the butterfly effect? I'll give you a clue. It has nothing to do with butterflies. But a theoreticist who is a proponent of chaos theory, I don't understand this, but he said that if a butterfly is flapping its wings on the other side of the world, let's say in China, that little movement of air causes a chain reaction of atmospheric events that could result in a hurricane in the Caribbean. This hasn't necessarily been proven, but that's his theory. But what we did in 2021 is discover our own Royal Oak butterfly effect. We put together a series of actions, large and small. We did them with a servant's heart. We did them with humility, filled by God's grace and the Holy Spirit. And look at the chain of love-filled events that our actions set off and set off and set off. So it is in Christ that we live. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. And did we do this in 2021? I think we did. And because God put us on this world to make this world a better place, we now have new opportunities in 2022 to do new things with the grace of God and the Holy Spirit beside us. We have new opportunities to be a beloved worshiping community that is spreading its wings even better than a butterfly. And no matter what little thing we do or large thing we do this in faith, knowing that God is blessing us. And every blessing that we have and give to others is a blessing that they can pass along to someone else. I say at the end of every service, I love you with the love of Jesus, and that is the greatest love there is. And you know that, and you go into the world and you do that. And that's amazing. And that is amazing. I had a thing I was going to put up on the screen. I decided against it because JR's thing was just too good. But I put the word God up, G-O-D, and I used the word letters G-O-D as G for gifts and O for obstacles and then D for delights. And at the end of this little thing I put together, which we are not using, by the way, I scratched out obstacles because by the gifts of God, we were able to scratch out all the obstacles in our world this year. And the ones we haven't scratched out, we're praying for. And the ones we prayed for, God's love came into those situations. And sometimes we got the result we wanted, sometimes we didn't. But because we have gifts from God and we are overcoming these obstacles, we are able to delight in God's love and grace and give our delight to others. And so we give thanks and praise for all of these gifts and blessings. And we pray that we can continue to do this with God's love and the nourishment of Jesus in his communion meal. And the energy of the Holy Spirit walking along us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.